Hello, beloved of God. Did you know that you are loved by God today? You are absolutely loved by Him. So hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And currently, we're in the Sermon on the Mount. I'll talk about a little bit more about that in a second. Huge thanks today to Patreon sponsors. Today, I'd like to thank Deborah Toth. She has been a sponsor almost since the beginning, and she has empowered and enabled this show to get all over the world. So thank you, Deborah. And if this show's been a blessing to you, you can sponsor it as little as $1 a month. And you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. So thanks in advance for doing that. And let's go to our scripture today. We have jumped over to Matthew 7 because we just finished Matthew 6 in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is speaking here, and we're in verses 1 and 2 of the New American Standard Bible. And it says this. Jesus says, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judged, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you." Mind if I pray for you? Oh, Lord, this is a convicting verse. I'm just going to pray it for myself because, wow, so hard. Forgive us. We'll start with forgiveness. Forgive us for being a judgmental people. And I know that as I read the whole counsel of Scripture, it's not that we aren't to be discerning about what's going on in the church. It's not that we aren't to be prophetic and call things out. It's not that we aren't to confront each other lovingly about sin, because we see that in Matthew 18. And your scripture also says judgment begins in the house of God, that there will be judgment within the church. So it's not about that. It's about hypocritical judgment, where we look at someone else and we tend to judge somebody else harshly about the things that we're harshly judging ourselves about. And Lord, I know for me, it's been difficult because I have harshly judged others in the ways that I have harshly judged myself, and especially in the area of mouth sins, in gossiping or talking negatively about people. And it's interesting, the more negatively I talk about myself in my head toward myself and about myself, the more tendency I have also to talk negatively about others. And then I have also seen this part in action, where the very ways in which I have, you know, gossiped or talked about somebody else, it has happened to me. And I feel like, you know what, I kind of, not that we deserve all that, but I really felt convicted because I realized the way in which I was talking about others was also being used and talked about toward me. And Lord Jesus, thank you for this beautiful message that you've given us, that we need to be careful with our tongues. We need to be careful with the things that we say. We need to be careful with how we point the finger outward when there are three fingers pointing back at us. Temper our tongues. Forgive us for speaking out against others when we are battling our own demons and our own sins. And Lord, I think really what we need to do is just go before you and ask you for forgiveness of the sins that we're so easily entangled by. And when we do that, there's this humility and brokenness that comes of realizing none of us are perfect. None of us have this all figured out. None of us are perfectly aligned with what our values are and how our actions are. So Lord, I pray today that we would be a grace-filled people to the people that we meet in our midst, the people that we run into at work that we're frustrated with, the people that cut us off in traffic, the people that that hurt our feelings or walk away from us, or maybe family members who bruise our egos. Lord, help us to be kind in the way that we treat others, and not to be so graceless, but to be graceful and grace-filled. I just confess again, Lord, I ask for your forgiveness personally for that particular sin of talking about other people. And I humbly ask for your forgiveness, and I pray that you would illuminate it in my life. And as the words are flying from my mouth, first, I pray that you put a guard over my mouth. And second, I pray that as they fly, I would ask for forgiveness in that moment and stop letting them fly. And I pray for my friends today. I don't know what it is that they're maybe feeling convicted about, or how they're judging someone else, or how it, you know, connects with how they judge themselves. harshly, but Lord, just illuminate it, shed light on our hearts, help us to find you in the midst of it. And because we've encountered you, Jesus, help us to be like you in the world. You were the kind of person that would hang out with sinners. And we're all sinners, and you hung out with us, thankfully. And people were absolutely happy to be around you. They didn't feel like you were narrowing your eyes at them and judging them. You just loved them. So Lord, I pray today that we would err on the side of love, and not only toward those who are on the outside of us, but that we would err on the side of love toward ourselves. Lord, all of us, 100% of us, miss the mark, and only you haven't missed the mark. And so we just subjugate ourselves beneath you, and we ask that because you love us, we would finally begin to experience that same love for ourselves. It's your kindness that leads us to repentance, and it's your kindness that leads other people to repentance, not our harshness. So forgive us today for the harshness, and help kindness to reign in our lives. I pray all this in your kind-hearted name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am really humbled and grateful that you take your time every day to listen to this. And I know some of you don't listen every single day, and it's like maybe on Thursday you listen or whatever. I'm just humbled and grateful that you do. And if you know someone in your life who just feels alone and isolated and needs to be prayed for, and maybe they feel like there's nobody in the whole wide world praying for them, they can be assured that there's at least one person praying for them. Send them here to prayeveryday.show and let them know that someone out there in the world is interceding on their behalf. I hope that today is a day full of kindness toward yourself, and that the judgments would, that you would catch yourself, and the Holy Spirit would catch you before you leak out more judgments. Have an amazing day.